Good morning. It is March 18th, the day we're reading Jeremiah chapter 36. Today in our reading, the first four verses dealing with God's written word. Unlike any other book, the Bible is God's word. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 through verse 17, as well as 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 through verse 21. Therefore, being inspired by the Holy Spirit, it can be trusted and it needs to be obeyed. In verses 5 through verse 16, he talks about God's word being announced. God uses human instruments to declare his divine word to men. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 says, "And how shall they hear without a preacher?" That's a responsibility of each and every one of us as a child of God to preach the word to those that need to hear. Let's begin reading this morning, Jeremiah chapter 36. "Now it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, 'Take a scroll of a book and write on it all the words that I have spoken to you against Israel, against Judah, and against all the nations from the day I spoke to you, from the days of Josiah even to this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the adversities which I purpose to bring upon them, that everyone may turn from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin.' Then Jeremiah called Barak, the son of Neriah, and Barak wrote on a scroll of a book, at the instruction of Jeremiah, all the words of the Lord which he had spoken to him. And Jeremiah commanded Barak, saying, 'I am confined, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. You go, therefore, and read the scroll from the scroll which I have written at my instruction, the words of the Lord in the hearing of the people in the Lord's house of the day of fasting. And you shall also read them in the hearing of all of Judah who come from the cities. It may be that they will present from their supplication before the Lord, and everyone will turn from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that the Lord has pronounced against this people.' And Barak, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading from the book the words of the Lord in the house, in the Lord's house. Now it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast, therefore the Lord, a fast before the Lord, to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people who came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem. Then Barak read from the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord, in the chamber of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the upper court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the hearing of all the people. When Micaiah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, heard all the words of the Lord from the book, he then went down to the king's house into the scribe's chamber, and there all the princes were sitting. Elishama, the scribe, Delilah, the son of Shemaiah, Elnathan, the son of Achbor, Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. Then Micaiah declared to them all the words that he had heard when Barak read the book in the hearing of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, to Barak, saying, 'Take in your hand the scroll from which you have read in the hearing of the people, and come.' So Barak, the son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and came to them, and they said to him, 'Sit down now and read it in our hearing.' So Barak read it in their hearing. Now it happened, when they had heard all the words, that they looked in fear from one to the another and said to Barak, 'We will surely tell the king of all these words.' And they asked Barak, saying, 'Tell us now, how did you write all these words at his instruction?' So Barak answered. He answered them, and he proclaimed with his mouth all the words to me, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then the princess said to Barak, 'Go and hide you and Jeremiah, and let no one know where you are.'" In verses 20 through verse 26, as we look into these here in a second, we see God's word is to be destroyed. The king should never have been copying the law for himself. Deuteronomy 17, verse 18 through 20 deals with that. He needed to be heeding its message. Instead, he destroyed what Jeremiah had spoken and Barak had written. You can try to destroy the Bible, but you will fail. People have been trying to do that for many, many years, and we still have it. In fact, we have more copies today than ever. Let's pick up in verse 20. They went to the king into the court, but they stored the scroll in the chamber of Elshemiah the scribe and told all the words in the hearing of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to bring the scroll, and he took it from Elshemiah the scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the hearing of the king and in the hearing of all the princes who stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month with a fire burning on the hearth before him. And it happened, when Jehudi had read three or four columns, that the king cut it with the scribe's knife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth until all the scroll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor did they tear their garments, the king nor any of his servants who heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan, Deliah, and Gemariah implored the king not to burn the scroll, but he would not listen to them. And the king commanded Jeremiah, the king's son, Sariah, the son of Azrael, Shelemiah, the son of Abdiel, to seize Barak, the scribe, and Jeremiah, the prophet. But the Lord hid them. As we end up the chapter today, we see the last part, 27 through verse 32. We see that God's word gets preserved. The king and his family are gone and would be forgotten were it not for the book that he tried to destroy. God's word will endure. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, Psalm 119, verse 89 says. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Matthew 24, verse 35. Let's read verse 27 through the end of the chapter. Now after the king had burned the scroll with the words with which Barak had written at the instruction of Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, take yet another scroll and write on it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, had burned. And you shall say to Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, thus says the Lord, you have burned this scroll, saying, why have you written in it that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land and cause man and beast to cease from here? Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have no one to sit on the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out of the heat of the day and the frost of the night. I will punish him, his family, and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring on them all, on the inhabitants of Jerusalem and on the men of Judah, all the doom that I have pronounced against them, but they did not heed. Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Barak the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote on it at the instruction of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And besides, there were added to them many similar words. God's word will always be preserved. We can trust it. We need to obey it, and he will bless us. That's your Bible reading for today. Hopefully it's a blessing to you. Reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. Let them know you're thinking of them, that you love them. Check in on the elderly. Make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.